On the soybean side of things, it probably means that we're going to have to see some sort of a decrease to export demand here over the next, maybe this next USDA report or the one in June. At this point, you miss the goal by about 100 million bushels, which if you were to just tack that on to what the USDA has for ending stocks, you're talking about a 300 million bushel ending stocks, which does press the prices down much further than where we sit here today on the old crop. On the corn side of things, we are still missing by what the USDA expects, probably missed by about 160,000 or 160 million bushels. So you tack that on, you're talking about 1.4, 1.5 million bushel ending stocks. So it's definitely leans to the bear side. It's kind of what we've been talking about for a while here, is that there should be some changes made. The sales that we've seen to the Chinese over the course of the last month or so, regardless of these export cancellations that they had this week, still probably holds us firm on the May report. But if they don't change, we probably will get an adjustment on the June report.